Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Basin works well, as you well know. You've played there often enough because for fans, I mean, it's walking distance to a restaurant, a bar, to talk about the game afterwards. It's, you know, there's public transport going past there every 5 minutes in terms of buses, etc. Is there a possibility, Victoria Park, is there a possibility the Domain? I mean, these are established grounds. They have club cricket on them, both of them. They have other sports on them as well. But do they fit the criteria? I mean, the Domain, is there too much heritage, too much history to all of a sudden turn that into a test cricket ground?
Well, I think that's the tension, isn't it? You know, cricket's, or test cricket's the traditional version, so you would think some of those heritage elements would fit really well. You know, that's why the Basin Reserve, upgraded the museum stand and tries to hold on to some of that heritage. I think Victoria Park romantically would be the best, but I think Simon Wilson did quite a good article a couple of weeks back that it's slightly small. If you were going to have a proper international-sized boundary by the time you include grass banks, etc. But it was the perfect location, you know, the right next to the hospitality, as you mentioned. Who knows what might happen as far as Waterfront Stadium for other sports further down the line. So Victoria Park, the Domain, are probably the two inner-city options, although they've got lots of fishhooks with historical use, access to the community, expectations from non-cricketing people to be able to use those spaces. Yeah. Colin Maiden Park in Glen Innes or in St. John's is probably the blankest slate. It has had a history of cricket played on it, but there's lots of space around it to build up those things over time. It's got other sports there with the FIFA Oceania Stadium, Auckland Netball are based there, so it is a real sports hub. But as you said, it's a little bit further away from the hospitality element. How much is test cricket and hospitality tied together? Probably less than the other forms of entertaining cricket, but that's not to say you don't want to, you know, be able to have a nice meal at the end of the day's play. So these are all difficult decisions for people to make, but all need to be factored in.